It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
The Braves looking for their third straight win, taking on the Brewers. Mike Foltynewicz and Dansby Swanson ready for this one. Pick up the action in the first. Brandon Phillips facing Jimmy Nelson.
Drives one high and deep to left field. Going back is Franklin onto the warning track. Backpedaling at the wall. It's gone for Brandon Phillips. 1-0 Atlanta lead.
It would be fascinating for me to know how much water this field could take.
2-2 pitch, hammered toward the gap in right center field. That's going to get down and go to the wall. Wet track for Ender. They're going to wave it. Brandon Phillips with a big double to extend the Atlanta lead.
Flowers alertly making it all the way around to third, and now Dansby Swanson can do some two-out damage. Runner goes from first, and the pitch is lined into right field to base hit. Another run is in. They're back at the corners, and the lead is back to three. It's 5-2 Braves.
Braves hanging on to a 5-4 lead.
Sharply hit. Dansby's got it. He's going to go to third and got him. What a heads-up play. Baseball player, folks. He's a strike away from ending it. Sharply hit. Dansby dives. He's got it. The Braves have beaten Milwaukee.
Braves hang on for their third straight win. Manager Brian Snitker spoke after.
As good as it gets, I guess. That play Dansby made was, I'm not sure I've ever seen anything like that. A play like that, you know, it's does the runner that ball's up the middle and you go to the third base, and just to have, I mean, to have the guts to make that play is the biggest thing to me. That the conviction, there wasn't any hesitation. I mean, he saw him, not a great runner, and tried to make a play. It's almost like if he's safe right there, I can't fault him for trying to make a play. He tried to win the game right there. Is what he's doing, and we did, because if he doesn't make that play, we're tied, and we're not here talking right now. I love guys, you know, you gotta love guys that want to make plays, and you know, to end the game, Camargo's play in the eighth, outstanding. It's both those young guys right there on that side of the infield is just, all those plays are something else. I mean, you'll be watching Dansby's plays for a long time on TV, and they'll be talking about that for a long time.
Something to see 22, 23-year-old rookies doing that, huh?
Yeah, no, it's how refreshing is that, and good, and you know, it's the both of them have been making plays. Camargo's, that's not the first one he's made last week or what. So it's good. It's good to see.
This is basically what you were talking about with Dansby a couple weeks ago when he took second base. He just goes out there and
he's a baseball player. He's got instinct, conviction, confidence, everything. You know, all those adjectives are why he's where he's at right now. And you know, early in the year, you get the questions about Dansby. It's like, don't worry about Dansby. Dansby's gonna be fine. Dansby's a baseball player. He's a very confident guy and his abilities, and he's a baseball player, and you see he always makes baseball plays, whether it's taking an extra base, making plays like that. He's a baseball player.
Is that coachable or instinct?
That's instinct. That's, you know, coach that, you know. That's like those guys that get good jumps in the outfield. You can put them in front of a Ponzo all you want, and you're not going to get that. I mean, that's just instinct. The greatest compliment I can ever give a guy is he's a baseball player, and that kid is a baseball player.
Four out of your last seven games been decided by one run. You guys won them all.
they're in my heart and everything. It's great. it's fun. It's fun to watch these guys play. I said the other day, I said, if I wasn't here, you know, in my capacity, I'd want to come out. I'd pay to come watch these guys play. They're fun to watch play. I mean, they leave it out there. They play a hard 27. They never quit. Why would you not want to come watch these guys play baseball? Because if you're looking for entertainment and getting a bang for your buck, these are the guys to come watch.
How about the way Mike threw the ball tonight?
I'm sorry? I thought he threw the ball really well. Really well. Did a great job. It was just, you know, he had some extended innings, whatever. You know, scores different situations. You know, he might have been able to go back, but I thought he did. I thought he did well. Yeah, he threw the ball okay.
What about going with Viz tonight instead of Johnson?
Well, JJ needed a blow. I mean, he's been pitching a lot. He had a long, tough inning last night to win the game, and so we just wanted to give him he needed a day off. JJ did. He'd have taken the ball, I guarantee you, if I gave it to him, but he just needed a blow because he's been there's a couple of games, extra inning games that we've had, and the way it's worked that he didn't get in, but he warmed up, so we just needed to give him a night off. It was one of those like guys I should have had in tennis shoes sitting by me all night, so I didn't have a chance to use him. But and Viz had been, he's been pitching a lot too, but it's been sparingly, so he was, good for the ninth, and it worked out good.
Dansby Swanson, two key defensive plays in the ninth inning. He talked after the game.
I kind of went through my head before it happened, really. I was just thinking about a play kind of like that and just trying to be aggressive, and it just so happened to then happen right after that. It's just kind of crazy how, you can process something before it happens, and then when it does happen, it just kind of becomes reaction. So that's kind of how it went.
Snitz talked about you and Camargo kind of being around everything here lately. I mean, how much fun is it between the two of you guys, what you've been able to do offensively and in the field?
It's been fun. I mean, I kind of got a little bit of that same experience last year playing with him, down Mississippi, and we played together, whether he was at second or third. We got to play a lot together, and, he's fun to play next to, just the things that he can do, and, you see his arm talent and then just the ability to put the barrel on the ball pretty consistently from both sides of the plate. He's definitely fun to have around and, somebody that you're confident in a lot of situations.
How much of a charge does that give you to make a play like that at third when the crowd's into it and they're coming back and Thames is on second?
It's just honestly just big for the team. Being able to pick up guys or, them pick you up. I mean, that was just an example of maybe me picking up Viz tonight, with something, but then again, the pitchers have picked us up when we haven't hit. And so, that's just kind of how baseball works. I think that's what's fun and exciting about this game and also about this team, that, we're not getting down on, each other. You're not doing your job, blah, blah. It has nothing to do with that. We're just trying to make plays to win games, and we've been doing that lately.
Snip said this is a fun team to watch. Is it fun to play in these games and tight games here lately?
Yeah. I think you can tell just by our excitement, and I think you can just see it's like a genuine – love for each other. When someone does well, like, everyone's excited for them, because when people do well, that means we'll win games, and it's definitely a good atmosphere around here right now, and hopefully it can just continue to grow.
Snitz says a lot of what you have is instinct. It can't be coached, and the biggest compliment he can give somebody is that they're a ball player. He says that's what you are. How much does that mean when you have a big league manager saying that about you?
It's pretty special. I think just growing up, being around it helped a lot, but I was always told the same kind of thing. Like, when someone tells you that you're fun to watch or, inspiration to be around is one of the best things you can hear. And, that's right up there with it. Come from him, especially somebody that's been around the game for so long and, seen some good talent, some good players. I think it's awesome. But it's kind of cool, too, and I get to feel the energy of everybody else. So, definitely things are in the right direction right now.
Up next, the series against the Brewers continues on Saturday with R.A. Dickey on the hill.